Okay, welcome everybody. This is John Gabriel, and this is webinar 3 of the Gabriel Method Detox for 2015. This is the first week, the cleanse week, and we're going to start to get ready for next week, or this is the first week, is the pre-cleanse week, and we're going to start to get ready for next week, which is the full cleanse week. Let me bring Nadia in, and we can get started. Nadia, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Awesome. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Really good. Getting lots of positive feedback this week. We've had a couple of people already say they've started to lose weight, even though, once again, the purpose of the detox is not to lose weight per se while we're detoxing, but to create some healthy habits and reduce inflammation and change the bacteria in our intestines so that going forward it becomes much easier to lose weight. It's always nice when that happens, and people are kind of excited and enthusiastic and a little bit nervous about what's to come. So what are your impressions about what's happening so far?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are really getting into it and getting excited about what's happening next week. People are already starting to make their broth soups. And it is, I like what you said there as a nice reminder that the goal of this isn't losing weight, but as a nice side effect, you sometimes will lose some weight. And then it sets you up for weight loss as you move forward.
That's right. That's right. So let's talk about where we're at right now. So this is the pre-cleanse week, as you know, and we're on the third webinar where we're going to be talking about finding your detox rhythm. So we're going to get ready for next week, doing shopping and talking about some of the things to get ready. And then, as I mentioned, we're going to have webinars every day next week to support you while you're going through this. So if we could talk a little bit about some of the first steps that we need to do to plan for success for next week's cleanse.
Yeah, and before we get into that, I just wanted to, there's a few people asking about when exactly we're starting next week. And so I just wanted to address that because we are all in different time zones.
Yeah.
So in Australia, that will be Monday morning is when we're doing the cleanse webinars next week at the same time we've been doing them this week. So that's in the morning in Australia, and it's in the Sunday evening will be the first one in North America, and Monday morning will be the first one in Australia. So you can plan to start your cleanse either on Sunday or on Monday, depending on what works best for you.
Okay. Cool.
So yeah, so as we're getting started here, we've talked about a lot of this already in the other two webinars, but really important to say it again. The more you plan, the more you put things in place ahead of time, the easier and more enjoyable this is going to be for you. So I really want to stress that. Get your broth soup made, do your shopping ahead of time so you're not rushing around on the first day trying to gather things.
Right. I think there's some important things on this slide also that I want to talk about. One, actually, it's not on the slide, but and we've said so many times, but I think it's important to mention it here, is that you really can't do anything wrong here. Anything you do is going to benefit your body. Anything you do is going to assist in the detoxification process. It's going to help you reduce inflammation. It's going to help you change the bacteria in your intestines. So it's all a question of refining and finding what works for you, finding your detox rhythm, whether you're going to have more super greens or more green juices or more broths or just more lemon water. It's what works best for you. We've given you a framework, but it's really about what works for you. There's nothing within that framework that you can change that's going to set you off in the wrong direction. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. And keep up with those visualizations, the ones that there's some special ones that have been made just for next week.
Yeah.
Keep up with those. Those are really, really great to help you as you move forward. They help to set everything up within you.
It is so true. The visualizations just get your mind and body going in the right direction. It's just that simple. There's nothing as effective in communicating with your body. This is what's happening. If your body understands that this is a short-term cleanse for the purpose of cleansing, it's like your body really runs with it. And visualization is the best way to get it. And again, we talked about this in the last webinar, and it's really worth emphasizing about preparation is the key. If you're going to be in an office next week, you want to be able to take your juices with you or your smoothies or your powders or your broths. You want to have everything with you so that when it's time to drink something or have something, it's just right there. You don't have to think about what do I do now.
Right. And when you're doing your visualizations, you know, when you're in that space the night before right. or in the morning, think about your right. day. Think about what right. your day is going to be like tomorrow and what you've got on your schedule and what you might need to do to prepare.
Exactly. Okay. Let's talk about shopping as part of the advanced preparation. So if you can go shopping this weekend to get ready, this is the perfect time to do it.
Yeah, right. And there is a grocery list in the resource section to give you a little bit of an idea. Again, everything is a guideline. So uh-huh. do what feels right for you. Look for what's local and fresh in your area. If it's summer where you are, there's farmers markets you can go to that can you can get really fresh local produce. And get a lot of things ahead of time that you'll need a lot of vegetables if you're making the broth. So have those ready so you can get that going. Get yeah. some herbal teas. There's lots and lots of herbal teas that you can try. Maybe try some ones that you haven't tried before to keep it nice and fun for you.
Yeah. Now with the broths, this weekend is a great time to make those broths because the broth will last a little bit longer than the juices because it's already been cooked. And you can have some that will last a few days in the fridge and some that will last even longer in the freezer.
Right.
So theoretically, you could make a whole week's worth of broth over the weekend in one big pot. It would be an excellent thing to do if you have some time to do it. Do you agree, Nadia?
Yeah, exactly. I think there's two strategies. You can make a bunch of broth now that will last you to halfway through and then make another one halfway through, or you can make the whole 5 days worth now and yeah. put about 2 or 3 days worth in the fridge and the rest freeze it in serving size portions in the freezer and then just take it out as you need it.
Yeah. And like you said, and like we've said many times, don't forget the spices. The spices work real magic when you're detoxing. Your senses become very, very heightened, and the slightest bit of sea salt or cayenne pepper or fresh herbs just works wonders to just give you a real sense of satisfaction.
Yeah, it really does. And it's a really nice experience when you're cleansing too, to experience your taste buds come alive because yeah. that will continue once the detox is over as well.
Yeah. And this is a really important point too about the glass bottles. And we talked about this, it's mason jars. It's much better if you can use glass with juices and broths than plastic because plastic you're theoretically or probably going to be leaching chemicals into the broth, and those things are endocrine disruptors, and that can work against everything we're trying to do. So it's best if you're going shopping to go out and get maybe 10 mason jars or glass bottles and use those. Yeah?
Yeah, fantastic for when you need to bring things with you as well as storing them in your fridge.
Right. And also to get ready over the weekend, lots and lots of water, juice, liquids, right?
Yeah, so just like you've been doing all week long, continue drinking your water, continue hydrating your body. It's the water that you're drinking during the pre-cleanse that is starting the cleanse to happen. It's preparing your body for what's coming next week.
Right, right. And this is some really good suggestions: add lemon, cucumber, sea salt, apple cider vinegar. Yep. To the water that will
yeah, another it. Really a really nice thing that I've been doing lately is putting a little bit of seaweed in your water. So you're not eating the seaweed, you're just letting the seaweed infuse into the water, right. And it adds a lot of really nice minerals into the water.
That's such a good idea, yeah. So we don't have that many questions, Nadia, because I guess our team, we've been doing a great job of addressing questions in the members area, which is fabulous. Which is a really good sign, which means that people are feeling very supportive. But we do have a few questions, so I will bring Dan in and cover a few questions, and then we'll keep on with the webinar.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Hi, John. Hi, Nadia. Can you hear me?
Hi, Dan.
Hi. Okay. Now, Rahel here, she's having a few problems she feels like she's going to go straight into diet mode because of what she's doing.
Yes.
I'll sort of say what she's said here.
Let me stop you. You don't have to say what she's going to say. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I know what she's going to say, and I would give you an answer. So Rahel, the answer is continue to eat. Do not go into diet mode. The idea here, is to assist your body in cleansing. You do get to a place, where your body will lose its hunger entirely. If you do the cleanse in a certain way and your body feels comfortable with it, and when that happens, you're not in diet mode because you're not hungry. But again, you're probably used to the idea where you fast for a day for religious reasons, And I have done that and have found that to be torturous for several reasons. One, you're not drinking any water. And if you're not putting liquids in your body, you are going to stay hungry. And you are not really detoxifying, you're just punishing yourself. But if you're drinking lots and lots of nutritious liquids all the time, which is what we're stressing here, it's very conceivable that you will lose your hunger. Maybe not the first day, probably the second day, definitely the third day. But if not, continue to eat. Do not go into starvation diet mode. You're right. The long-term effects of the emotional and physiological dysfunction that happens from starving yourself is not worth the detoxification. So you have to balance that. So if you find yourself getting into a place where you're feeling that you're going into diet mode and serious restriction mode and starving yourself mode, get out of it. Eat something, but you may find that you will not get into that mode if you're really serious about the things we're saying about having lots and lots of very high nutritious liquids, lots of green juices, lots of broths, lots of super greens. Your body will go into a different state, and it's an amazing experience. I've been on all sides of it. I've been in that place that you're talking about where you go in a fast for a day and it's 2:30 and you can't wait till the sun goes down so you can eat something. And it's miserable. But if you're drinking super greens all the time and green juices all the time, you're just feeling more and more peaceful, more and more relaxed. You might feel tired. That's fine. That's part of the detox. But what happens is your digestion, certainly after the second day, totally shuts down. And you are not in diet mode because you are not hungry. You're only in diet mode if you're hungry all the time and you're stopping yourself from eating. That's diet mode. It's not a question of how much you're eating in an object reality sense, it's only a question of how in tune you are with your body. So if you're fighting your body all the time, fighting cravings all the time, yes, you're in diet mode. Do not be in that mode. Continue to do all of the detoxing, but eat also.
Rahel, sorry, can I just interrupt? She's just added, she says, thanks, John, but how about when I've been bulimic? So her problem is she can go all day and be super healthy, and then she feels like her mind's playing tricks on her and she feels like she has to binge. She says, I'm not hungry, but my brain's forcing me to eat.
Yeah, so then Rahel, I'm confused about your question then. Okay.
Well,
her
issue is actually not so much that she's not eating. It's more the fact that she's doing what she feels she's been good all day, and then all of a sudden by the end of the day, she will undermine herself and, go back to binging because she feels like she's in diet mode.
Right, but
and she
Rahel,
doesn't know
that's
how to stop that.
But Rahel, that's the case in your life whether you're doing this detox or not, correct? Am I correct in that assumption?
Yes, she's saying, yeah. She doesn't feel that she's ever going to get past this.
Right, so that's a separate issue. It's not related to the detox. And the detox isn't going to fix it. But what we have to do is make sure the detox doesn't break it any further. So this is an issue that needs to be addressed. I recommend there's a really good site called, I think it's called bulimiahelp.org, where they have a nice gentle program for dealing with bulimia. But it's a separate issue that is not related to the detox. This is an issue in your life. So the detox isn't going to fix it. But it's also not going to break it if you just stay as natural with your eating as possible. And then we'll have to address that issue in another way.
What would you recommend for her doing this detox so that she can get the best maximum benefit out of it?
I would recommend eating when you're hungry. I would recommend to continue to eat solid foods because there's another issue here that's more important that needs to be addressed for you. But I would recommend that you also add all of these nutritious juices and liquids that we're suggesting, and then just eat when you're hungry and try to be as gentle and loving with yourself as possible. And then the bulimic issue is there, whether you're detoxing or not. We have to address that issue separately. To throw that into the whole mix of a detox it really complicates things. And so I would leave the detox out of it, certainly with respect to any type of restriction, because there's already an issue that needs to be addressed with respect to that. So continue to eat or not eat, whether during the day or at night, however you're doing it, be as gentle and loving with yourself as possible. We have to address this issue separately. but you can still get enormous detox benefits by adding all of the liquids, the nutritious and detoxifying liquids that we're suggesting that you add.
Okay, thank you. Carla asks, how do you make chicken broth? There doesn't seem to be enough bones to them.
Nadia, do you have an answer for that?
Well, you just need to collect an ample amount of bones. You can mix bones. I've heard people doing. You can mix chicken bones with beef bones. But yeah, you just need to, if you don't have enough, you know, make the vegetable broth if you don't have enough to make the bone broth.
Make it mostly vegetable and put a little bit of bone in. That's probably a good combination.
Yeah.
So make it as a vegetable broth and just add a little bit of bone to it. That's probably a really healthy thing to do. I would do
and
it that
when
way.
When you're adding, if you're making the bone broth, if you're adding any bones, make sure that you add a little bit of apple cider vinegar into the broth as it's cooking.
Oh yeah, why is that?
What it is that you need some acid in there to pull the minerals out of the bone. Otherwise, they won't get pulled out into the broth.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense. Okay. Cool. So just in conclusion of that, I would say make it as a vegetable broth. So put all the veggies in as if it was just a vegetable broth. Add the chicken bones that you're adding with a little bit of apple cider vinegar, and you'll get the extra nutrients from the bones.
Okay. Thank you for that, Nadia.
You're welcome.
Okay. Molo asks, I've been making my broth all day. The house smells amazing. Can I put fresh herbs in it?
Yes.
Yes. So should we put the herbs in at the start or at the end?
You can do both. You can do both. And you can also put some more herbs in it when you're actually eating it. You know, you can chop up some parsley or some mint or some basil and then put it into the actual soup as you're having the soup. That's a nice thing to do. You do that, Nadia?
Yeah, I do that a lot because it really is nice to have different flavors while you're detoxing. And then you're not eating those herbs that you're putting into your bowl. You're just letting them infuse into your bowl of soup that's in front of you, and you're just eating the broth from it.
Right. Okay.
Wendy asks, you mentioned adding seaweed to water. What kind of seaweed? Dried seaweed, dulse, or other?
Yeah, any seaweed will work. I've got dulse, I've got kelp, I've got a seaweed mix that's about five different kinds of dried seaweed. And you really just need a tiny amount. Dulse doesn't expand too much, but a lot of the other ones will expand a lot in your glass. So you just need a tiny little bit of it.
So what if you put it at the bottom of the jar and you let it sit and then you strain it out when you have the water? Is that the idea?
You can do it that way for sure. And a lot of times what I'll do is I make designer water all day long. So every single glass of water that I have is different. Right now I've got chia.
I'd love to spend a day in the life of Nadia. You know, it would be a really fun thing to do. You know, first you make the juices and then turn the pulp into veggie crackers and, design the water, you know, like make the broth, like all the cleaning stuff we're going to, when we do our cleaning webinar.
Face
scrubs. Come on, guys. We'll do it.
We're doing a day in the life. I want to do that because this is just too cool.
So you design your water every day. So right now I've got a glass of water in front of me with goji berries, apple cider vinegar, and chia seeds in it. And so I do it glass by glass because I just like to change it all the time. But you can definitely do a pitcher. And I've done that as well, where you can put some seaweed or whatever you want in the bottom of a pitcher, a glass pitcher of water, and then just pour off that all day and keep filling it up.
Beautiful. Okay.
Thank you. Lorna asks, I'm wondering about fluid retention. As someone who tends to retain a lot of fluid, and although I'm not on medication for this, I'm a little nervous about drinking so much next week.
So your body is going to start to move things out. When you get into cleanse mode, it is different than when you're eating food. So when your digestive system shuts down, your body becomes more efficient at moving water out of your system, and you'll get into a kind of a flushing action where you will find that you're urinating a lot more and you're having bowel movements probably a lot more too, especially at the beginning. So I don't think that it'll be as much of a problem as when you're eating.
If we put seaweed in the water or Himalayan salt, that should also help. So to hydrate the body without excess fluid retention. Is that correct?
Right. And then a lot of the greens that you're using in your green juices have a diuretic effect. So that's going to help to flush, move water out of your body as well.
Yeah. I don't think it's a common effect. Certainly not in my experience. And Nadia, you know, you've worked with thousands of people in detoxing. I don't think it's very common that you have excess fluid retention when you're detoxing. Is that right, Nadia?
And the times that I've seen it happen is when people aren't drinking enough because they think it's counterintuitive. You know, they think their body's holding on to water, so they think they should hold off on drinking. But it's actually just the opposite. If you feel like you're holding on to water, keep drinking water so you get that flushing action going.
It's almost like your body's holding on to water because you're not hydrating enough is what you're saying.
Yeah. That's probably what's going on.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Can you just explain how we use the seaweed again? We've just had a couple of questions.
Yeah, so you can buy seaweed in any Asian supermarket or even in any health-oriented grocery store. It usually comes in little Ziploc bags, and it's dry inside the bag. So it's a dry leaf, and you just take a little bit of that, tear a little bit off, and put it in the bottom of a glass of water and fill it up and just let it sit there. Let it infuse into the water. Like you're almost making seaweed tea, basically. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing a pitcher, just put, you know, a little bit in the bottom of a pitcher of water and just let it sit there. It'll change the flavor of the water just subtly, and it'll add a whole bunch of minerals and give structure to your water.
Okay.
And is this okay for next week during the actual detox?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to get minerals.
Yeah, and again, you're not eating the seaweed. You're just drinking the water that it's in.
Yeah, it's important to have minerals when you're drinking a lot of liquids. Because if you don't have enough minerals, then you do start to become depleted a little bit. So either the seaweed or the Himalayan salt. Like what I do sometimes is I'll put about a half a teaspoon of Himalayan salt into a liter of water. That's about the ratio, just to make sure I'm getting minerals as I'm flushing. Does that sound about right, Nadia?
Yeah, that sounds good. I usually don't measure, but that sounds fine.
Yeah.
In a glass of water, just a little pinch or a couple shakes.
Yeah. Okay. You don't want it to taste like too salty, but you want there to be a little bit of structure to the water.
Right. And that's exactly it. Your taste buds will guide you. So it doesn't need to taste like ocean water. It's just a very subtle taste of the salt.
Right.
Okay. Now, we've had a question about tomatoes before in juices. What about adding the tomatoes to vegetable broth? And this is for next week.
Yeah. Well, that should be great. Actually, we even talked about that when somebody said, what about juices? I think Nadia said that would be great for broths. Is that right, Nadia?
Yeah. The only thing with tomatoes, putting them in the broth, is sometimes they break down so much that it's a little difficult when you strain it out. But yeah, it's not that big of a deal, really.
So a few tomatoes then, right?
Yeah.
Not like, don't make it so that the whole base is mainly tomatoes. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly, because you don't want the soup to be a thick tomato soup.
Right, that makes a lot of sense.
You want it to be a nice, thin broth. So whatever tomatoes you put in there would just be for a little bit of flavor.
Right, okay.
Okay, now I've got a couple of questions about quantities. Debbie asks, how many cups of broth do I need for the detox week?
Okay, so let me answer that question.
Yeah.
So having just come off of a detox myself, what I experienced is that every day was different, moment by moment. But what I did, my strategy was, whether I was thirsty or not, what I would do is every half an hour I would drink something. It would either be broth, super greens, water, or juice. And when I was drinking, sometimes I only wanted a sip. Other times I just couldn't get enough. I would keep drinking and drinking. So you have to let your body guide you. But the key is to expose your body to some form of nutritious liquid every half an hour. That's a strategy that worked really, really well for me. And then let your body tell you. So I can't tell you how much broth you'll need. I can tell you that there's no limit to how much you can take of any of these things that we're suggesting. I can't tell you how much you'll need. You might try some broth and you'll say, okay, I don't really want that. That's not part of my detox. Now, don't ever feel like you have to have it. So that's another important point. So there's all these different things we suggest. Have some juices, have some broth, have super greens. None of the things you have to have. What will happen is your body will start to tend toward one thing or another. So for me, for a couple of days, all I wanted was green juices. And there's a green juice, green juice, green juice. And then I went through a couple of days where all I wanted was super greens. It was super greens, super greens. And then I went to broth or back to green juices. You know, it cycles. don't ever feel like you have to have any one thing. Again, the schedule that we put together is a guideline. Don't feel like, okay, I have to have this at this time. Just have the structure of having lots of nutritious liquids available to you and every half an hour having a sip of something and seeing how your body responds to that. What do you think, Nadia?
Yeah, exactly. And with the broth, like you mentioned earlier, John, you can that'll last a lot longer in the fridge or freezer.
Yeah.
So feel
yeah.
free to make a whole lot of it. And if you've got leftovers at the end, it's not a big deal. You can continue to drink it afterwards.
There were times. So the last detox I did last year, when I was talking about the one where I was just sitting writing my book all day, that one I was really into broth. So that was my main thing. So I always had a cup of broth with me by my side on my desk. And I sipped it all day. At the end of the day, I probably went through a couple of liters of broth a day. This last detox, I didn't have any broth because it wasn't available to me and I didn't feel like making it. But I had other things. So it's tough to determine exactly how much you'll need. But if you start to like the broth, then it's likely that you'll want probably close to a liter of it a day, a couple of bowls of it a day. What do you think, Nadia?
Yeah, I think typically I usually have, almost always when I do a detox, it's typically at least 1, 2, 3 cups. I do it in a mugs of broth a day. But like you said, you know, it's really, really hard to say. And if you're somewhere where it's cold, if it's winter for you, you might find that you like the broth a lot more because it's nice to have those warm liquids going in. If it's the heat of summer, you might find that you don't want as much of it, or you might even want have it drink it cool instead of hot.
You know, Nadia, that's a really important point that we haven't talked too much about, and that is that it's really important to stay warm, extra warm. So you're going to want to stay warmer than you normally would, because your body does not want to expend energy trying to keep you warm. Your body wants to access all of its available resources and energy for this detoxification mode. So if you're in a warm climate, that's fabulous. If you're not in a warm climate, you want to rug up. You want to have lots of layers. You want to have the fire going. You want to have the heater going. You don't want to be out just expecting that you're going to stay warm in a t-shirt or something like that. Your body changes when you're detoxing. You will find that you get cold easier. So if you're in a cold climate right now, you want to stay as warm as possible and drink warm liquids. Even the water that you drink, it could be half, you know, put half of it in a kettle and mix that with regular water, so it's nice warm water and nice warm tea. You want warm liquids going into you, and you want to stay as rugged up as possible and keep the fire going. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Jen?
All right. Okay, now two more questions to do with quantities. Laura says, how many ounces of juice should we be drinking per serving? So 5 juices per day, but each juice is how much liquid? And then Debbie says, I just want to make enough for the week, so can you estimate?
Yeah, okay. All right, let me take a stab at that. So the first thing I want to say is don't ever force yourself to drink. Like, so if I say drink a glass of juice every time you drink a juice, you may not want a glass, so don't force yourself to drink a certain quantity. It's really important to understand that, and you don't have to have 5 juices a day either, just because the schedule says that. In other words, you want to have these things available to you so that you can determine how much you want. Maybe a juice serving might be 8 ounces, but you don't have to drink 8 ounces, and you might want more than 8 ounces. You have to understand this concept. We're not prescribing a specific amount, and certainly not forcing you to have more than you want. But on average, when we say a juice is probably a glass, you know, an 8 to 8 ounce glass. You don't have to have it 5 times a day. If I were going to estimate for the amount of broth that you would want to have, I would say 2 to 3 liters of broth, maybe 4 liters of broth might be really, really good. What do you say, Nadia?
Yeah, I would say make more than you think you might need, because it's no problem to have it left over after.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Yeah. Okay, Dan?
Okay, thank you. Sedona says, and we've talked about this before, but maybe if we could just bring it up again, can we eat some of the vegetables from broth as a backup food? Now, I'm not sure if she means this week or next week, so maybe if you can just stipulate.
Certainly, when you're doing the pre-cleanse and after the cleanse, when you're eating solid foods, of course, and we talked about making veggie crackers with it. We talked about using it with ground beef or ground chicken or ground fish to make burgers. Or even veggie patties. There's lots of things you can do with it. Next week, we're trying to do mostly liquid foods, but if you're not doing liquid, just liquid next week, then yeah, you can certainly use the veggies.
And I would say too, because next week we're really focusing on nourishing your body a lot, the solid material that's coming out of the broth isn't going to have much nutrients left in it. It's basically just going to be fiber because you've steeped all the nutrients into the broth. That's the idea of making the broth. So it's for next week, you might want to try, if you are eating something, you certainly can eat that. But if you want to go for more nourishment, you might want to try eating some of the things off the backup foods list and maybe leave that the fiber that's come, the solids that's coming from the broth soup, leave that to make meat burgers or veggie crackers later.
Okay, cool. All right, Terry, we'll take one more question and then we'll keep going for a little while.
Okay. Terry asks, I'm in the throes of menopause. Will the detox affect me? I'm already crazy enough.
Yeah. You just see how you go. You may get into a detox mode and you will lose your hunger entirely. But if not, you got to then do what your body feels. If you're feeling constantly hungry, then eat. But you may find, and it's always a surprise, and even for me when I do them now, it's a surprise when you get into this detox mode where you lose your hunger.
Yeah, and keep in mind that menopause is something natural to the human body, and so is detoxing. So menopause is a whole upset of our hormones. It's our body finding a whole new balance with hormones. And when you're cleansing, because cleansing is also natural, you're going to provide a foundation, a space where your body can find those balances more easy. So definitely listen to your body. Like you said, John, you know, eat if you need to, but also recognize that you're supporting two natural processes.
Right. Okay.
Love that, Nadia. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. We'll bring you back in a little while. Let's just keep going, Nadia. So just talk about juicing for a little bit. So we have here, you know, to juice every 2 hours or so, but really I'm just going to add to that, you know, that basically you want liquids in your body, just going in your body all the time. And if it's juices, it's juices. If it's broths, it's broths. Let's just be, try to be as intuitive as possible. Try to really listen to your body. Never force yourself to drink according to a specific schedule. But make sure you are giving yourself as much opportunity as possible. So, like, for example, carrying juices with you if you're going out or if you're going to work, whatever, having access to a juice bar, all of these things, this is part of, like, that advanced preparation that will really help ensure that this detox will be as successful as possible.
Right. And another way to help you to be as successful as possible is to recognize that those first couple days is when your body is transitioning into the detox mode. So those first couple days are a lot of times the most challenging. You tend to still have a little bit of hunger. You're thinking about food a lot. So especially those days, you need to give your body a lot. So make sure that for day one, especially day one and probably day two as well, that you've got things prepared ahead of time and that you are nourishing your body as much as you need to, even if that feels like it's every half an hour, that's completely fine.
Yeah. Okay, and let's talk about support. This is if you can get support, it's just such a fabulous thing, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I used to work at a retreat where people would come and you would be around a whole bunch of other people doing the same thing as you. That's fantastic if that can happen. A lot of us doing this right now, you know, we're together online and we're together meeting for these webinars. We're together on the forum. So take advantage of that. Make that be your group. If you can also get people to do it with you in wherever you are, so your family or friends to do it with you, that's fantastic too. Yeah. Just really, really drum up as much support for yourself. And you'll also find that support from within as well by doing the visualizations and just reminding yourself what a gift you're giving to yourself these 2 weeks.
I just want to say, you know, there's 350 of us that are doing this week. And,
fantastic.
That's just really amazing. You think about it, there's 350 of us around the world that are all getting together to create this community to help support each other through this cleanse process. So the more you can reach out to each other, the more you can take advantage. As Nadia said, you know, when you're making broths, take a picture of it and post it in the members area or your favorite juice or what's working for you or what's easy, what's hard, ask for help. We're all here, and in addition to the 350 people that are doing this with us, we've got our whole team of 10 different people in our support staff that are here to help you. So we're going to try to give you as much support as possible. If you've got family members and colleagues that can support you, that's fabulous too. But the support is really important.
Right. And there is a section on the site where we're uploading your photos. And someone was asking on the forum how they do that. And I believe they just email them in. Is that correct?
I don't know the answer to that question. Dan, if you could maybe try to ask around. And then if you have the answer, when we bring you back in, let us know. But that's definitely a great way to do it. Certainly, if you email them in, that should work.
Right.
Okay. All right, and then this is really what it's all about, is finding your rhythm. And this is what I've been saying from really the start, is don't get too dogmatic about what the schedule says. Oh, I have to take this juice at 7 o'clock because that's what the schedule says. I have to have 5 juices because that's what the schedule says. No, the schedule is just a guideline. And really the reason why we put the schedule together the way it was is we really super loaded it with lots and lots of opportunities to get liquid and nutrients into you. In case you, just as a guideline, but the concept is you are flushing your body. So you want as much liquid to go in as possible. You are shutting down your digestion. So you want as much liquid to go in as possible that has nutrients in it that do not require much digestion. And the liquids want to be alkaline and cleansing. And that, and those are the concepts. And as long as you can have that happening, whatever your rhythm is going to be best for you. And as this says here, and we've talked about, after day 2 or 3, it's very common for hunger to pass completely. You may not want any juices for long periods of time. You're going to be in the zone. And we'll hear from people, not from everybody, especially if it's the first time you've detoxed, you may start to feel, you know, you may have some detox symptoms coming up, like going off of caffeine can cause headaches and things like that. But some of you are going to hear stories about you're going to feel euphoric and you can't believe it. And it's really a magical thing. And you're introducing yourself to an incredible gift, and it's something you can do, you know, every year or something, just to start fresh and give yourself a fresh body. But the key is finding your rhythm.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you know, I want to encourage people to relax and enjoy this process as much as they can. A lot of times people get caught up in the details of, you know, how much of this should I have? How much of that?
Yes.
What time is this? I missed this. What do
Which
I
is
do?
Natural.
And we're trying to just really, really remind you that, the details are there as a guideline, but please don't get caught up in them. Just try and relax and tune into your body. Use those visualizations. Get as much rest as you can. Support yourself as much as you can. And just continue to nourish your body. You can't fail at this. Everything you do, you're going to get benefit from.
Yeah. And I just want to say also, it's natural to kind of want to dive in and get really into the details and do it 100% by the book, because it's an important process for a lot of us. It's a completely new and different process, and we want to make sure we're doing it right. And I totally understand the need to want to kind of go in there and know as much as you can and get everything right to support yourself. And that's important. But at the same time, it's probably more important to understand the concept of what we're doing so that you can make it your own. And the concept is you're putting liquids in all the time that are nourishing you, cleansing you, so that you can stay nourished and detoxified while your digestion is shutting down. Would you agree, Nadia?
Definitely. Yep.
Yeah. So it's the concept that's important. And when you understand the concept, you can start to find your rhythm. Now, this is important. We've talked about it a few times, that you know, when you're detoxing, you can be very sleepy. You can get lightheaded if you stand up too quickly. You're not going to want to be as active. You're going to want to keep warm. You're going to start to feel some of the detox symptoms. So I'm wondering if we could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and some of you have already started to feel some of those detox symptoms this week already. Every time you do a cleanse is different. So if you've done this before and you felt a certain way last time, that's not necessarily that you'll feel that again this time. It's always different. Every single one of mine have been different. And do recognize that your body is working hard at a cellular level. So it's really natural to feel more tired. a lot of the times. You might also feel the opposite. Sometimes you'll get a lot of energy and you'll be really mentally focused and be able to do a lot of be really mentally productive. Other times you'll just feel like sitting back and you can't focus on anything and you just need to rest. Nurture your body and honor whatever is happening for you. Whatever is happening for you is exactly the right thing that needs to be happening in your body, and it's not the same for every single person.
Right. This is an important one. Always be close to a bathroom. Okay, because you're going to be urinating all the time because you're taking liquids in all the time and you're flushing it out. And when you're urinating, that's how you're getting rid of the toxins. So you want to be near a bathroom as often as possible. Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. And people are often surprised about what happens to their bowel movements. People sometimes don't want to talk about that, but it is a really important part of cleansing. So, you know, feel free to open up that discussion in the question and answers. Ask anything you'd like. It's definitely, you'll be having more bowel movements those first couple days. You still have food inside of you from what you've eaten during the pre-cleanse. And then that might level off as we go forward. And other people, it might not. Your particular body might be ready to release a lot more.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about, we talked a little bit about the right way and the wrong way to move your body during the cleanse. So the first thing I want to say is, we have here the GM Fitness. You don't want to do that during the cleanse, okay? You don't want to do anything where you're breaking down muscle fiber or breathing heavy, because that's going to cause your body to want to eat as opposed to detox. But gentle yoga, as long as you're not breathing heavy or breaking down muscle fiber, really, really gentle yoga is a good thing. Walking is a good thing. But circulating in general is good as long as you are not breaking down muscle fiber.
Yeah, exactly. It's really, really important to move while you're detoxing, because you want to get that lymphatic system, the lymphatic fluid moving through your body. And the only way to get that moving is by movement. But like you said, John, no cardio. So you don't want to be doing no strength exercises, no cardio. Just a lot of massage, dry skin brushing, yoga, stretching, light swimming, light walking, light jumping on a rebounder. Tai Chi, Qigong, all of those kinds of things are fantastic.
And if you are swimming, you want to stay warm. But what worked for me this last time, it's just real light walks. Maybe I'd walk for 5 minutes even. But light walks and then light stretching. So what they call yin yoga, where you're just holding a pose like the child's pose for 5 minutes. Just not doing lots of movement, vinyasa, upward dog, downward dog type of stuff, where you're just holding a pose real gently for 5 minutes to stay flexible. That's a great way. That's a great way to help detoxify, because if you get in there and stretch, you're getting into all of the tendons and muscle fibers where there's toxins, and you're releasing them into your bloodstream. And then with all the liquids that you're having, you're flushing it out.
Right. So the toxins, they move through your body, and your body needs to move them to a place where they can be eliminated. And the lymphatic system, it does that through movement. So that's where, that's helpful as well. And also, get out into the sun too. For those of you where it's cold, certainly don't make yourself cold. But if it is a sunny day, try and get just a minute or a few moments of sun.
That's so important.
The sun is really, really helpful when you're doing
this. Because the sun is nutrients. So what I would do here, I'm in Australia, so it's winter here. But on a sunny day at 12 o'clock, I would go out and I would take my shirt off for 5 or 10 minutes and walk, and let the sun just bathe my skin, and I could feel that was very, very nutritious, very nourishing for the body. So that's a great thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the schedule, and again, emphasizing that this is just a guideline for you to keep you focused on the fact that you are going to be adding detoxifying liquids throughout the day. So Nadia, if we could just go through this.
Yeah, so basically you can see that pretty much every hour or two, there is something there to take. If you find that you need more, and probably a lot of you on the first day will find that, you don't want to wait until the scheduled time, don't wait. As soon as you feel like you need something, go ahead and have something. Have a juice, have a detox tea, have a broth, an omega shake, whatever it is that you feel like. Give your body whatever it wants at any time that it wants it. And then as you move forward, you can adjust the schedule to suit you better. Think ahead of time. So especially on day one, the night before day one, think about what your schedule is on day one and make sure you're prepared to make everything you need if you have to leave your house, or even if you're at home, you have everything in place.
The one thing that I would say is a hard and fast rule, if you really to really ensure success, we got the beginning and the end, so that we start with a visualization, with one of the detox visualizations in the morning and the evening visualizations you're going to sleep at night. So starting first thing in the morning, imagine the day, imagine yourself feeling calm, centered, relaxed, detoxing. You can imagine the weight melting off of your body because the visualizations do that, but just imagine your body cleansing, just the toxins melting off of your body, not feeling satisfied and content and relaxed. Such a powerful way to get your mind and body to work together.
Yeah, and bring those visualizations into your day as well. You know, feel free to do a complete visualization at any time during the day, but also just little mini visualizations where you can just bring the imagery of the visualization, even if you don't have the recording there with you, just bring that imagery into your head. Close your eyes, straighten your spine, take some nice deep breaths. If you're outside, open your eyes and get some sun in your eyes and do that throughout the day as well. That'll really help to ground you and keep you centered. Speaking of grounding too, if you're outside and it's warm, you know, take your feet off and put them in the grass or lean against a tree. And what did you say?
You take your shoes off. You said take your feet off. That's a bit extreme. Again, a day in the life of Nadia. I want to see that one. You know, that's definitely, we're going to include that one, Nadia.
That's for the advanced detox program.
Okay. Yeah, no, take your shoes off and ground. Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd go for a walk on the beach, expose my skin to the sun. That was my thing to do around 12 o'clock for just 5 or 10 minutes. Really, really powerful thing to do.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Good. So, So let's just talk about a couple of final things here. Watching the how-to videos, if you get a chance this weekend, how to juice, how to detoxify, check out the shopping list for the groceries. Review the frequently asked questions and know where those visualizations are and have them lined up so they're ready to go. So like first thing in the morning, you're not looking for, you know, where's, you have to enter the website and look for the visualization. Get it all lined up for you. So as soon as you wake up, maybe you're still lying in bed, press play and do the visualizations.
A lot of people are asking where those things are, and they're on this page that you're on right now, right on the right-hand side is where all the links for those things are.
The members page. So so if you're in the members page, that's where everything is. Yeah. If you have any questions, just email us and we'll walk you through it.
Right.
Okay, great. All right. So that's it. I wish you guys an amazing weekend. We'll bring Den in to answer a few more questions, but basically, you know, get yourself prepared mentally by visualizing an amazing, successful week and have yourself prepared with all of the supplies that you need. And if you can make broth this weekend, that's fabulous too.
Yeah.
Or some juice.
Yep. Yeah. And another thing I'd like to add too, while you're getting prepared this weekend, is think about other things that inspire you. So put out some books that really inspirational books, bookmark some really inspirational websites, maybe some documentaries, some inspirational documentaries that you've been wanting to watch. Make a mental list of, you know, some of your supportive, inspirational friends, supportive places, you know, like maybe parks in your area or waterfalls or, you know, anywhere that really supports you and nourishes you, kind of get those in place too. And during the detox is a really fantastic time to get caught up in a lot of that stuff and just use it to help support you.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's bring Dan in. We'll answer a few more questions.
Hi, John. Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
Hi. Just to add to what you just said, Nadia, one of our members, and I'm sorry I've forgotten your name, she said that this detox program is really about, actually it was Roma, sorry Roma, that this detox is actually about taking time out for yourself and reading nice books and having baths and massages and facials. So I just wanted to add that because it is, isn't it? It's about it's about you.
Yeah, it definitely is. I like to think of it, make it as much as you can, make it a holistic, whole body retreat.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Carol asks, I'm sensitive to coconut. So if so, will taking the coconut affect my cleansing?
Yeah. No, that's exactly the point. Is anything, absolutely anything that's not working for you, take it out. There's not any one thing that's in here that you have to do. And there's not any amount that you have to have of any one thing. You just have to understand the concept is that we're bringing nutrients into our body. We're bringing liquids into our body. We're cleansing. We're trying to shut down our digestion, give ourselves a break so that we can really, really cleanse. But taking as much liquids that are nourishing in whichever ones that work for you. I didn't have any coconut, by the way. I put some on my skin. Your skin can get dry, so... you might want to put some on your skin, or but I didn't have any coconut while I was detoxing.
Okay. Rebecca says, as good as the Green Me Up Johnny is for me, I'm having a hard time with the taste and the texture.
Sure.
Has anyone got suggestions on how to mix it and make it more palatable?
A lot of times
again, you don't. Yeah, go ahead, Navi.
I was just going to say, a lot of times when I've done green powders before and I was a little bit tired of the taste, I would, instead of just blending it in a glass with a spoon, I would put it in the blender and blend it with the water. And it just makes it more frothy, and I found it a lot easier to drink.
The other
That's
thing, this is kind of counterintuitive with green juices, but I'm very well versed in green drinks at this point because I'm on a daily basis. I'm always experimenting, but I find that sometimes when you put more in and not less, it actually, even though the taste in and of itself is not a great taste, sometimes it's the diluted taste of it that actually tastes not as good as a richer taste. Have you ever experienced that, Nadia?
That makes complete sense. That makes complete sense to me. Yeah, because watery drinks aren't so palatable.
Yeah.
So making it a nice, rich taste where the taste can really come out would help.
Yes.
Sure.
So a lot of times with green juices, I end up having more of it of the actual green powder makes it better. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Stephen says, I'll be buying my juices from a juice bar and putting them in my refrigerator 3 days worth at a time. It will be in a glass and cold. Can I let it sit out to come to room temperature prior to drinking without causing damage?
Yeah, sure you can. Because it'll be in the fridge most of the time and you're just taking it out, you know, 10 or 20 minutes, half hour before you drink it. That's fine.
Okay, thank you. Debbie says, what do you suggest freezing portion sizes in?
I would use glass jars. If you're freezing, actually when you're freezing, the whole plastic situation isn't as big of a deal when you're freezing. It's more of a deal if the liquid is hot. So if you do use plastic, you don't ever want to pour your broth into the plastic hot. You want to let it completely cool down and then put it in the freezer. But if you can do glass, that would be good. I imagine she's asking the question because she's wondering about glass breaking in the freezer. So if that's a concern, then just let your broth soup completely cool down. Even put it in the fridge so it's fridge cold, and then pour it into your plastic containers before you freeze it.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Sarah says, I'm a slow starter. Other than drinking more water and cutting out sugar and coffee, I haven't made other changes yet this week. I missed the first two calls due to work schedule, but I'm taking next week off, so I hope I can catch up starting tonight. Is there anything am I supposed to be already juicing?
No, not necessarily. And okay. even next week, if you don't want to juice, you don't have to. This is a really important point. Is that, you know, you might want just water and some broth every once in a while, or some water and some super greens, and you're fine. So you don't have to juice either. What you want to do is have as many resources as possible so that you can give your body what you need. But if you are going to be juicing, yeah, we'd want you to start pretty much on the cleanse. Is that right, Nadia?
Yeah, for sure. And Sarah, since you've missed a little bit this week, basically this week is about eating nourishing food. So you're today and until you start the cleanse, you're still eating. So eat a lot of nourishing foods, add in a lot of really great things, start to increase your intake of water right now, and then you can catch up with us on the first day of the cleanse.
Okay. Laurie says, do I need to stop taking my supplements?
So with supplements, so vitamin supplements, I would say that you really don't need a lot of those this week. You're going to be getting a lot of nourishment from the drinks you're taking, and a lot of supplements. You know, the supplement market is a huge range in terms of quality, and there's a lot of supplements that are quite difficult on the liver, and you know, they're so concentrated that they are challenging for the body at times. The supplements that you can that are great to take during a detox are things like probiotics, are really helpful. But other than that, you could most likely hold off on a lot of them. What do you think, John?
Yeah, and I would add to that digestive enzymes. But I wouldn't take other supplements because they can aggravate your stomach. And you're going to be getting a lot of nutrients from the super, you know, the super greens and the juices and the broths have a lot of nutrients in them.
Okay. Thank you. Laurie says, you mentioned rebounding, John. How long is a good time to do that?
Sorry?
Rebounding.
Rebounding,
yeah.
You mean as,
yeah.
As an exercise?
Well, with a rebounder, if you have a rebounder.
Is that the, yeah, so just a couple of minutes, really. Don't, the point is not to push yourself. So you
right.
don't want your legs to start shaking. You don't want them, you don't want to have the experience of having a pump in your muscles. You don't want your muscles pumped at all. So everything has to be really, really gentle for the purpose of circulation, but not exercise. Because when you get into an exercise mode, you start craving proteins, rightfully so, because you got to rebuild the muscle fibers that you've broken down. And then you're not in detox mode anymore. Your body won't want to stay in detox mode. It will become very, very difficult. So just a couple of minutes really, really gently. What do you think, Nadia?
Yeah, the nice thing about the rebounder is the rebounder does a lot of work for you. So
yeah.
when you're doing the detox, you're not doing an exercise program on the rebounder. You're using the rebounder as a tool just to help that vibration happen in your body.
Right.
So just really gentle bouncing up and down on the rebounder, not just for a couple of minutes, like you said, John. And that
yeah.
all that does is it kind of just shakes up your cells, gets your lymphatic system invigorated.
Yeah.
Okay. Anya says, so can you just confirm probiotics and digestive enzymes are okay for next week?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Thank you. A couple of people, we've had Rahel and Kathy ask about what is the omega-3 shake? If you could just confirm that, please.
Yeah. Nadia?
Sure. So there is also a video that you can watch on the right-hand side in the how-to video section. But basically the omega shake is you're taking a glass of water and you're putting chia seeds in the glass of water. Stir it up. Just let it sit for about 5 or 10 minutes. The chia seeds will gel up and then you drink that down. And then that's the basic shake. You can see in the video section, John, you did a video on different variations. So there's different things
yeah.
you can do to change up the taste, a squeeze of lemon, a little bit of cinnamon in there, different things like that, a little pinch of sea salt.
Go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say that's the omega shake with chia seeds. You can also do it with flax, where you grind the flax first and then do the exact same thing, add it to
yeah.
water.
Yeah, when we first made the first detox that we did, the version of the omega shake was just the water one, and a lot of people we got a lot of kickback and saying, this is not a shake, this doesn't taste like a shake, anything like a shake, which is right, which is true, it doesn't. So we created a couple of variations to make it more shake-like, but it's really, the idea is to get a little bit of essential fat into your body that will help assist in the detoxing.
I was just going to say, you can use some of that water too. So if you've been,
yeah.
if you've had seaweed soaking in water or cucumbers at the bottom of a pitcher of water, you can use that
yeah.
water to make your shake.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, yum. Rachel says, but don't chia seeds require digestion?
Yeah, so they do require some digestion, but they also are mostly fiber, or large to a large portion are fiber that just kind of moves through you. Which can also kind of assist in the detoxification. So it's the one kind of solid that we're recommending because it seems to work really well with detoxification. What do you think, Nadia?
Yeah, I think of it as an intestinal broom, as well as the other
yeah.
properties that it has for hydration and omega-3s. It works kind of as a broom. So it goes into your intestines and sweeps things to where your body can then sweeps things to the end where your body can then eliminate them.
Right.
Okay, well, we've got some questions then in regards to chia seeds. Do you need to grind them before putting them in water? And
no.
Pauline asks, can you eat the chia seeds?
Yeah, no, so you would want to soak them because when you soak them, that's when your body's able to absorb the fat. So just soak them in the water, you know, when you make the shake, let it sit for at least 10 minutes, I'd say. And that way you don't have to grind them. It's better not to chew them because the act of chewing does sort of wake up your digestion. So it's better just to swallow them whole just for this week because you don't want to be chewing, or you want to be chewing as little as possible. Do you agree, Nadia?
Yep, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Margaret asks, so are any of the Gabriel Method yoga videos suitable? Maybe just the beginning.
Just the very beginning, and wherever you're doing things like holding poses for long periods of time, or getting into positions where you can feel your muscles shaking. That you don't want that. So you want the stretch component without the muscular component. So you sort of have to make it your own a little bit. I personally just would hold a pose like the child's pose, where you're on your hands and knees and you're touching your head to the floor, and I would just hold that pose for a few minutes. And then I did another pose where, you know, I would just sort of let my head go forward and grab behind my calves and hold that for a minute or so. You want the stretching component, and that usually happens by just holding a position for longer. But nothing that's the slightest bit stressful. It's really important to help things, to help the detox be successful.
And remember to breathe when you're holding those poses,
yeah,
or just even as you're moving through all the days during the cleanse and afterwards too. Remember to breathe. Nice deep breaths in and completely exhaling. That helps to detox your body as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Just to add, Margaret says that she couldn't get the basics video to work last night. So I was just going to say, Margaret, please email help@thegabrielmethod.com and we will get that sorted out for you. Okay, a really important question here, and I think it'll probably come up a fair bit. Hannah asks, should I continue to take my thyroid medication during the detox? So in general too, what about medications? Anyone
who's
on medication?
Yeah, so medications have to be taken unless, you know, you can check with your doctor if you don't have, you know, if your doctor says you don't have to take medications, that's fine. But the medications are between you and your doctor, and it's unlikely that your doctor will tell you not to take a medication while you're detoxing. We can't tell you not to take a medication under any circumstances. So so if you're taking medications and you think there's a chance that your doctor might say that it's okay for you not to take it for the week, then that's fine. But otherwise, you would want to take it.
Okay, thank you. Molo asks, can we overdo the detox tea?
Overdo the detox tea.
Yeah,
you can
have too much. Yeah.
Yeah. So I again come back to this place of your body being intuitive on that. So see how your body feels. In theory, maybe you could, but I find that once your body wants to cleanse, it's going to tell you exactly what it needs. What do you think, Nadia?
What my experience doing cleanses is that I tend to feel quite full, which might be hard for people to understand at this moment, but you're actually putting so much liquid in on such a continual basis that a lot of the times I feel really, really full, and a lot of the times I can't even finish what I've sat down to have. So I'll pour, I'll make myself a detox tea, and I can't really get through the whole glass. So you might find that as well.
I know it sounds inconceivable. You know, Nadia and I are talking about stuff that just makes no sense, and you're probably thinking, "Oh, that's just John and Nadia being weird." But but you have to live through it. You know, and I've been on all sides of this. But when you do get to that place where your digestion shuts down, you just don't want that much. I remember in the detox that I just did, I tried some bone broth a week or so into it, and my body just didn't want it. It was just too. My digestion had shut down too much, and it was just too much for my body. I had a little bit of it, and it wasn't right for it, and I went back to having some juices. Your body really talks to you when you're doing a cleanse, and that's something that you get better and better at over time.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. That's one of the whole things about doing a detox is getting more in tune with your body and creating that space where you've created space in your schedule as well as space in your body by not having to digest food. It gives you that chance to get more in tune with your body and to understand those messages.
Okay.
Roma says, I've managed it well this week, eliminating coffee, grains, and bread from my diet this week. Tonight I'll be eating out, Middle Eastern vegetarian, and I'm concerned that if I have anything with wheat, etc., that it will trip my diet mentality. I'm telling myself that I can't fail, and one night where I'm off track is not going to affect my success here. Are there any visualizations that you can recommend to keep my head on track?
So the way I approach life in general with visualization is anything that I want to accomplish, I start with a vision. So I will visualize a scenario, the ideal scenario for whatever the situation is, and you can do that too. So you can visualize this evening and you craving really, really healthy, the healthy aspects of Middle Eastern food, because there's some really, really healthy aspects of Middle Eastern foods. Some of the dips are super healthy, and you can, and the salads, the cucumber and tomato salads are really healthy. You can visualize yourself at the table craving really, really healthy foods, feeling full and relaxed and having a great time. And you can use that for every aspect of your life. It's just a tool that sort of programs the experiences that you're going to have. So that's what I would do, is have that vision when you're going out tonight, and not make a big deal one way or the other, regardless of what actually happens, but start with that vision, and you'll find that not only in this situation, but in general, that cause and effect correlation between how you imagine a scenario happening and how it actually happens.
And I would also suggest too, Rona, that a strategy that I use a lot is have a little something to eat before you go, so you don't show up at the restaurant really, really hungry. And that helps. I always find it helps me to make better choices.
Yeah.
Okay. Claudine says, is it better to use black chia seeds or white ones?
I always go for the color, the more color and things. So I don't think there's a huge difference, but if you have a choice and it's a choice between the two, I would go for the black ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Carol wants to know, why do I need to grind the flax seeds?
Oh, well, the flax, the outer shell of the flax seed is very hard. And in order to get to the omega-3s that are within the flax seed, that shell needs to be broken.
Okay. Laura asks, can we take fish oil during the cleanse?
What do you think about it?
I would say hold off. I think fish oil is great, and I think it's great for when you move forward. But just while we're doing the detox cleanse, just try to keep everything as simple as possible for the body. You know, fish oil, as great as it is, it's just a part of a whole food. And so just I would think just hold off on it for the detox and stick with
it. It requires a little bit more digestion. And there's also there can be toxins in the fish oil itself if it's not a really high quality supplement. So just for that week, I agree. I would hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. Adam says, what about mixing bentonite and psyllium husks in water?
Okay. So when you mix, this is an important point. So we don't really talk about it in this detox, but in a lot of detoxes, they do exactly what Adam's suggesting, where they take something called bentonite clay and mix it with psyllium husks and they drink it. And then what happens is the bentonite clay is supposed to suck heavy metals out of your system, and then the psyllium husk helps move the bentonite clay through your system. I have done that. It is okay to do. The thing you need to understand, if you do it, it's certainly not necessary by any stretch of the imagination, but if you do it, the thing that you need to understand is that the bentonite clay will absorb nutrients, so that you do not want to be taking any kind of liquids that have nutrients in them an hour before or an hour after you do this, because while that bentonite clay is going through, it's going to absorb the nutrients that should be going into your body. So it's just something to think about when you're scheduling it, but that's not a part of this detox, but if you want to incorporate it, Adam, into yours, you can do it. What are your thoughts about that, Nadia? I'm sure you've had a lot of experience with that.
Yeah, I've done several cleanses using those types of drinks. And that's exactly what you said, John, is the most important thing is to keep them away from everything else, because the bentonite clay will absorb whatever else is in your stomach. So just have a lot of space before and after. And the other thing, too, with that is when you drink the mixture of the bentonite clay, psyllium husk, and water, drink that down and then follow it with another full glass of water. That's really important, because you don't want the psyllium husk and the clay to have a lot of water to work with in your system.
Yeah.
You don't want it to get bunged up.
Because that'll start to dehydrate you, because that will suck moisture out of your system, both the combination of the psyllium husk and the bentonite.
Okay. We've got a few people talking about MSM, and what is it for?
Yeah, so I wouldn't take MSM during the detox necessarily, but MSM in general is great for detoxing when you're going through life in general. It helps the liver detoxify. It's a precursor to an important detoxifying hormone called glutathione. And the problem is, when you take glutathione, it's not as effective as when you make glutathione. And glutathione helps your liver detoxify. So MSM is what's called a precursor. It's a chemical that helps your body make glutathione. And I think it's great to have once you're done the detox, but during the detox, I think your body's going to have all the opportunity that it needs to detox and wouldn't need that extra support, and also, you know, may cause problems because it's just so concentrated and you're not having it with other foods. What would you say, Nadia?
Yeah, it's a great thing to add in afterwards. And it's we always talk about moving into that detoxifying lifestyle. Yeah. And that's where MSM can really help, things MSM and things like it, adding them into your diet as you move forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Laurie says, should I drink water at the same time I do the other liquids?
There's no harm. No harm whatsoever. Up to you.
Okay.
See what your body says.
Okay, Stephen asks an interesting question too. My wife wants to do the cleanse with me, is also doing the pre-detox, but only wants to do 1 to 2 days of the cleanse. Will there still be a benefit?
Absolutely. Humongous benefit. Tremendous benefit. But the flip side of that is that once you've gone 1 to 2 days, your digestion shuts down. Your wife may find that she's not hungry anymore. It's sort of like you've laid the groundwork for a deeper cleanse. Sometimes, not always, but if you get to that place where your digestion shut down, you're not that hungry anymore, you've laid the groundwork for a deeper cleanse, and you've sort of done the work, and the rest of the cleanse is much easier and euphoric and effective after you've sort of laid the groundwork. So I would encourage her to be open to the possibility that once she gets to that place, she might want to go longer. What do you say, Nadia?
Yep, she very well might feel that. I've seen that happen to many, many people,
yeah,
myself
it's
included.
It's not all the time, but as a general rule of thumb, once you get through the first couple of days, you go into this different mode. Yeah,
the first couple of days are typically the most challenging. So yeah. if you can get through those days, then you might want to stick around a bit longer to take advantage of, you know, what you've just done.
Yeah, and you'll see next week when we start doing the webinars, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, a lot of people are going to be talking about symptoms and dizziness and maybe even headaches or, you know, different detox symptoms. But once we start getting into the Thursday, Friday, we're going to start getting a lot of comments, not from everybody, but you will see comments. I can't believe how good I feel. I feel euphoric. This is amazing. I'm not hungry. These type of things. And so when that happens, it's really amazing to introduce yourself. It's like learning about, it's really about learning about all the different facets of your own body. So you're introducing yourself to an aspect of your body that you didn't know you had, which is this cleansing ability. And that cleansing ability, as you get older, is going to keep you younger and younger once you understand it and learn how to use it.
Mm, okay. Margaret says, where do you buy the bentonite and psyllium husks? Do you get that from a health food shop?
Yeah, you get them from a health food shop. You go to most health food shops, not like a GNC, you know, or one that you find in a mall, but a real health food shop that's got bulk foods and detox things and super greens and essential oils, you know, that type of health food shop, a real one. You ask them about it, they'll show it to you. But it's not part of this detox. I don't necessarily recommend that you do it. And if you do it, maybe try it once with just a little bit, you know, a teaspoon of bentonite with a teaspoon of psyllium husk. You can dip your toe in the water of it. But we're not adding that element into this detox, and I don't think it's necessary. I don't usually do it, and I think people tend to be excessive with it when they do it. So there is a bit of a caution on that. What do you think?
Yeah, I've done it both ways, and it's a little simpler without doing the psyllium bentonite because we're telling you to listen to your body and have as much liquid as you want whenever you want it. But then if you add in the psyllium and bentonite, then you've got to put a little bit of structure in your schedule because you have to wait some time before and after anything else. So
yeah,
I often find that it's just a little bit more freeing to not have to worry about that schedule.
Yeah. And you still I think there's a risk to having too much bentonite. Sometimes people, when they do it, people are doing it throughout the day, every day, and there's a real risk there. So if you want to dip your toe in the water with it, that's great, but we're not suggesting that's part of this detox.
Okay, thank you. Margaret says she's gone off coffee, but she's still having headaches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's going to take some time. That usually takes, with coffee, it could take three days, 4 days. Drink lots of liquids. And get lots of rest, and then it'll pass.
Yeah.
Jacqueline says, my naturopath is suggesting I continue to take glutamine during the detox. Do you agree?
Yeah, so I don't necessarily agree. What do you say, Nadia?
I don't like to go against what other advisors are telling people. So maybe have a deeper talk with it about your naturopath. I really like to, unless it's something prescribed by a doctor, if it's other sort of supplements, I like to hold off on a lot of those and just let the body do what it knows how to do naturally and just support it with nutrition and water.
See, our point that we talk about is that when you take a supplement in general, you're taking it in an unnatural way. So, example, like in Australia, most people are deficient in zinc. But if you take a whole zinc tablet, sometimes you get nauseous and throw up. It's not the way you're meant to have zinc. You're just meant to have zinc in little bits in your food. And it's true of all supplements. Taking large quantities of something all at once in an unnatural way is not always the best thing to do. And it's worse when you're not having any food at all. And that's really our point here, is that it becomes even more unnatural. If you're at least having your supplements with a big salad or a big lunch or something like that, it blends in. But when you're taking none of those things and you're having all this one big concentration of one item, it's unnatural. It's not the way our bodies are meant to function. We just sort of have this assumption that, oh, our body needs something, let's put it in. And it's not always that simple. Our body's meant to work in concert with a lot of things. So you're shutting down your digestion. You want to be as simple and natural as possible and take as few supplements as you can. The reason why we make an exception with probiotics and digestive enzymes is there's really no limit to how many you can have of probiotics and digestive enzymes and have it be beneficial, because our bodies need those bacteria and they need those enzymes, and they can have them all by themselves or with food. Either way, these are things that our body needs and it can be in just an isolated amount like that. Again, I agree with Nadia. We would never want you to go against your experts. But our advice, if you were just asking us, is that no, you want to have your nutrients from the liquids and shut your digestion as much as possible.
Okay, well, you've basically answered these, but I will just ask so that you can reiterate. Debbie and Laurie have asked, Debbie's asked, what about blue-green algae and theracumin? And Laurie asks, what about magnesium during the detox?
Okay, so blue-green algae is like spirulina, which there is some spirulina in the super greens. And if you're having the super greens, you can put a little bit more. If it's a powder, you can put a little bit more in there. That's not a supplement in the sense of zinc. It's not a zinc capsule. It's an actual food. So it's a little bit different. So that is okay. That's a really easy to digest, high nutrient supplement food. It's an actual food, and you can put it in your juices or your super greens in little bits, and it's a great thing to do. I did that while I was doing my detoxes. I would put a little bit of spirulina in my super greens. And so that's really good. Theracumin, what I would do with that is I would maybe open up the capsule and put a little bit in some of the juices or some of the broths throughout the day, mix it in, because all theracumin is it's really finely ground microparticles of turmeric, and turmeric's a great anti-inflammatory. So those are really good ones. Magnesium by itself, I'm not sure that I would have as a supplement, but you are getting a lot of magnesium in all the greens. Everything that's green has magnesium. So I'm not sure I would have that that week, but certainly this week and next week, magnesium's great. What are your thoughts on all that, Nadia?
Yeah, that all sounds good. I also do a lot of Epsom salt baths, which you might get some magnesium from that. Theracumin, that's a new one for me. I didn't know about that.
So I've been talking a lot about it recently, Nadia. So what it is, you know how turmeric, the active anti-inflammatory ingredient in turmeric is curcumin. Yeah, you've heard of curcumin?
Yeah.
So the thing about curcumin, though, is it mostly passes through our system. It doesn't go through the lining of the intestines. It's not very bioavailable. So they take curcumin and they grind it up into these milliparticles, and it becomes very bioavailable, and it actually becomes 10 to 100 times more effective than the curcumin and all the anti-inflammatory benefits. And that's all that theracumin is it's very finely ground up curcumin.
Yeah,
it's really good. And
oh, very
so
interesting. Does Does it still have the golden color? Is it a powder that golden color? Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
I take it all the time. It's really great. So yeah, but it comes in a capsule that you open up. That's a powder. So if you, during the detox, you can open the capsule. These are important questions. Really good questions. You can open up the capsule and you can put some of the powder and some of the green juices and things like that. That's not a bad thing to do.
Yeah, and outside of the detox, you can open that up and put it in your golden milk too.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay, Claudine asks, how do we return to our eating mode after the detox? I know I'm projecting myself, but just wondering.
Yeah, so we're going to go into that in detail in the last couple of webinars, because that's really, really important. You want to do it very, very slowly with very highly digestible foods, so the most simple digestible foods. So for example, fermented vegetables like sauerkrauts and kimchi, sprouts, lettuces, certain fruits like papaya, the things that are just really, really easy to be digested for the first day or two, and then give your digestion as much chance as possible to awaken slowly. Then after the first day or two, we recommend doing a little bit of exercise and then starting to add in more protein, and then you can get out of it the right way. But you want the most fermented or highly digestible foods that you can have. Do you want to comment on that, Nadia?
Yeah, coming off of the cleanse is the most important part of doing the cleanse. And so you really do want to do it carefully and properly. And we will talk about that in a lot of detail. Basically, you know, you've put so much effort into these 2 weeks. You've done so much at that point. You would have done so much that you want to get the benefits from it. You want to continue to get the benefits. And it's important to recognize that you are in a transition mode after as well, just like you're going to be in a transition mode as we're moving into the cleanse. When you come off of it, there is a couple of days when you're in a transition mode as well, and you need to support that.
Right, and then there's an opportunity, because you've killed a lot of the unfriendly bacteria in your intestines, to repopulate it with friendly bacteria. So the fermented foods are really important, plus lots of probiotics. So, for example, when I went off of my cleanse just now, I had probably I would have bowlfuls of fermented veggies, like sauerkrauts and things like that, that I bought from a store. And make sure you make sure that they're not pasteurized, because then they lose the bioavailable, you know, the friendly bacteria. But I would have bowlfuls of that with sprouts and salad and lots of probiotics. So for a couple of days, you're really, really replenishing your friendly bacteria, and that's a great way to start. You're also giving your digestion lots of chance to wake up. So we're going to cover that in detail, because as Nadia says, that is the most important part of the cleanse, of coming out of it and having the lasting benefits.
Okay. I just a question from the Q&A. Are canned sardines okay to eat this week or in general, or is that considered processed food?
Yeah, no, well, it's not a processed food. I mean, the fact that it's in a can is not great, but it's certainly not processed. It's a whole sardine. It's good if it's not in refined oil. I think that's really important. And if it is, you know, you want to wash all that oil off, because that's not a healthy oil. And if it's in any oil, unless they make a point that it's a cold pressed oil, the oil itself is bad. Now oil in general is good, most oils, but not refined oils. So that can be a problem. But and the fact that it's in a can is not the best thing in the world. But aside from that, a sardine in and of itself, that's a whole sardine, is a really good thing to have.
Okay. I've only got a couple of questions, they're sort of miscellaneous.
Yeah.
Elizabeth wants to know, are you going to be doing any public talks in Australia in the near future?
Well, actually, I'm doing a half an hour talk in Brisbane with Hay House August 17th. We'll send out a notification. They're doing a writer's workshop. It's not something I've ever spoken about, but if you're in the area, we'll send out a notification. We can say hi. Just going to be talking about the process of writing. But as far as doing any kind of retreats, we're probably going to do one next year again in Kiama. We did that for many years, so we're probably going to do that again in 2016. But for the rest of 2015, we're going to be working on developing a coaching network to help support people as best as possible. That's a big project, and we're going to be spending about 6 months doing that.
Okay. All right, we've just actually gotten two more questions. So Hannah wants to know, is there something we need to contact in regards to the Green Me Up Johnny, or is it something that's just automatically sent out?
It's automatically sent out. And if you don't get it, you know, if you look in your, go to a health food store and ask for some super greens, as long as there's not extra sugars in it or anything like that, most super greens are pretty good.
Margaret asks, are the probiotics you're talking about in the Green Me Up Johnny?
There is probiotics in Green Me Up Johnny, but I'm also talking about taking probiotics as a supplement. You want a probiotic that's got lots of different friendly strains. We have a probiotic. We're just now waiting for more to come. It's probably going to be a few months before they're in stock because they make the batches for us custom made. But a good one is Garden of Life's Primal Defense is a good one. It's got lots of different friendly bacteria in it. So we're talking about an actual supplement that's got different bacteria. I'm also talking about them in the fermented foods. They're in the fermented foods too.
Okay. Well, Laurie asks, what if you can't get fermented foods locally? What would you suggest?
Well, you can grow them. I mean, you can make them yourself. And you can buy them online. They last. You know, the whole purpose of fermenting is to make foods last, to preserve foods naturally. So you can buy them online, and they will be really good. They have a relatively long shelf life. But what do you think, Nadia?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of people out there teaching you how to make them now. Donna Gates and Donna Schwenk, the Body Ecology Diet and the Cultured.
Culturefoodlife.com.
Those are great websites for teaching you the process of how to make them.
I'm just going to repeat that. I'll just repeat that, Nadia, because people are going to ask. So bodyecology.com and culturefoodlife.com, two really good sites to teach you how to ferment. So super simple process. It's just time consuming, not in terms of the work that you do, but it could take a week to ferment something. But it's a really simple process. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's all we've got.
Awesome. All right, have a great weekend, everybody. And we will be talking to you Sunday night in the U.S. and Monday morning in Australia to get started. We will be with you every day next week. If you have a question, we will answer it. The main thing to understand is don't panic, don't worry. You don't have to do things perfectly. You want to understand the concept more than the actual rules of engagement. So the concept is that you're bringing lots of liquids into your body that are high nutrient liquids that don't require a lot of digestion. You're giving your digestion a chance to shut down so that you can detoxify, reduce inflammation, and lower, change kill the unfriendly bacteria in your intestines so that when we go back, we can repopulate with friendly bacteria. And have a hormonal difference in your body because there's no more toxins or inflammation or less toxins and inflammation, so that going forward, we can make weight loss and health much easier and more sustainable. So thanks again, Nadia, for your wisdom and your expertise. I am looking forward to a day in the life because that's going to be very exciting. We are going to do that at some point. And Dan and Shan and Aaron and Alice and everybody that's helping us. And we will speak to you real soon. Thanks.